KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have cloudy skies. It's 25 degrees in Atlantic, our forecast for today. Partly cloudy with a high around 28, winds northwest at 20 to 40, diminishing later this afternoon. A chance of flurries overnight and a low of 15. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A reminder, the Atlantic Police Department Reserve officers will hold their annual Family Dreams Christmas program 1 week from this Saturday. That's on December 18th. Applications for the program can be picked up at the Atlantic Police Department during their normal business hours, but they must be returned by no later than 4 p.m. this Wednesday, December 8th, in order to be considered. Atlantic Police Lieutenant Devin Hogue said the annual APD's Shop with a Cop program will be held on Sunday, December 19th. There is no application for that program, and you'll not be able to sign your kids or yourself up for this. The APD has resources instead that they reach out to collect names for and this program, and both programs will be provided to Cass County residents only. According to Lieutenant Hogue, in 2020, APD officials were able to assist 67 children and 17 adults from 26 different families with the two programs combined. They also put over $17,000 back into the community. If you'd like to make a donation to support those programs, you can contact the police department, 712-243-3512, again during their normal business hours, Monday through Friday, or drop off your donation at the APD and at City Hall. Checks can be made out to APCCO, which stands for Atlantic Police Community Charitable Organization. It's a 501c3 nonprofit that has been set up for the department's community programs. A drive-through mobile food pantry will be held in Atlantic on Wednesday, December the 8th, at the Cass County Community Center, located on the Cass County Fairgrounds. And that'll be from 4 until 6 p.m. or until supplies last. Anyone in need is welcome to visit the mobile pantry, and no documentation is needed. People from surrounding towns and communities are welcome. Now, when you get to the community center on Wednesday, traffic will be directed by volunteers, and you're asked to have stay in your vehicles with the trunk open so that the volunteers can deliver the pantry items into your vehicle and limit the amount of contact in that aspect of the delivery system. Also, Produce in the Park will host Christmas Market at the Cass County Community Center in Atlantic on Thursday, December 23rd, and that'll be from 3 until 7 p.m. The holiday Farmers Market is being held just 2 days before Christmas, so shoppers can enjoy delicious local foods on Christmas Day. The Christmas Market brings local to your holiday table by offering a variety of produce, meats, desserts, and other foods, in addition to handmade decorations, gifts, and stocking stuffers. Christmas Market is poised to offer a fantastic selection of premium products this year that are either homegrown or homemade. You can see the same story on the news page at KJAN.com to check out the list of vendors who have been confirmed for the Christmas Market. Also, vendors that will offer in-person shopping only and information on pre-ordering. Pre-ordering is recommended for customers who want to plan on a particular food item, as well as customers who want to stay socially distanced this holiday season. Produce in the Park thanks their customers for masking and distancing at indoor markets. And the Produce in the Park will continue to accept vendor applications to the Christmas Market and other holiday farmers markets, including the Sweetheart Market and Spring Celebration Market. For more information, visit produceinthepark@atlanticiowa.com. Additional contact information can be found in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. And the Christmas Market is made possible by sponsorships from the Atlantic Community Promotion Commission, First Whitney Bank and Trust, Camblin Mechanical, Cass County Tourism, Cass County Farm Bureau, the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, Myron Gross, and Smith Land Service. In other news, a new state record for a smallmouth buffalo fish was established this past week at Lake Manawa in Council Bluffs. DNR fisheries biologist Brian Hayes reports the big fish weighed in at just under 29 pounds. The old state record for a smallmouth buffalo, which is essentially built like a football, was 18 pounds. Authorities of the Iowa Department of Natural Resources have identified a man who died in a fatal hunting incident in Marion County. He was identified as 37-year-old Nathan Allen Sharpnack of Winterset. According to authorities, Sharpnack was participating in a deer drive on the White Breast Arm of the Lake Red Rock with a large group of hunters when he was fatally struck in the torso. An investigation into the hunting-related shooting is ongoing at this time. An autopsy is pending on Sharpnack at the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner's Office in Ankeny. Three officers have been cleared in a deadly Appanoose County shooting. Kevin Arbogast died after being shot as officials responded to a domestic assault that happened late last month at a home south of Centerville. Jacob Downs, Greff Holmes, and Alan Buckaloo were placed on leave, but authorities say their actions were justified following an Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation review. And a West Des Moines woman faces child endangerment charges after a toddler was injured at her home daycare, Police say they do not believe Tamara Washington hurt the child, but they said that she did fail to get the child medical care once she noticed the injury. The 10-month-old suffered a fractured collarbone. Police say Washington was running an unlicensed daycare and caring for seven children at the same time. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.